Live. Take control here, toll free, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can probably hear it with me. I don't know, Mark, if it can be heard with you yet. I haven't listened to you enough, but I'm sick.
I'm sorry to hear that, buddy.
Yeah, it's, you know, conferences.
Just keep me away from that microphone of yours.
It'll happen. We, of course, just got back from the Liberty Forum. Johnny Ray, you were not there, so you are in perfect health.
Yes, I feel great. Especially seeing you the way you are, that gives me a little, there's a little Schadenfreude.
That Schadenfreude is pleasure from other people's misery or pain,
right? Yeah.
All right. So, toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. Coming up, Johnny Ray, you want to talk about Mt. Gox, and I presume you have a game of the week?
Not really. Nope.
No.
Nope.
Okay. All right. Then also, Mark, you've got a story about a kid suspended for a knife.
Yet another.
In his car.
Yet another.
And also, the story I mentioned several times last night, but we never got to because we were literally busy on the phones all night long from beginning to end of show, is this one from offthegridnews.com. Court rules, off-the-grid living is illegal. According to the story here, living off the grid is illegal in Cape Coral, Florida, according to a court ruling made Thursday. Special Magistrate Harold Eskin ruled the city's codes allow Robin Speronis to live without utility power. But she's still required to hook her home to the city's water system. Her alternative.
This is true with a lot of city water systems, because what cities will find is that we can't quite make this work unless we get 100% compliance, because. You know, cities can't run businesses. Governments can't run businesses. So they have to force people to take their the water that they don't want.
I believe that's the case here in Keene, New Hampshire. I think that if going to be building a new home, that they require that you hook up to the city's water system, even if you're not going to be using it. And that's the same thing here in Cape Coral, Florida. As previously reported in Off the Grid News, Ms. Speronis has been fighting the city of Cape Coral since November when a code enforcement officer tried to evict her from her home for living without utilities. The city contends that Speronis violated, get this, the International Property Maintenance Code by relying on rainwater instead of the city's water system and solar panels instead of the electric grid. And I've got a picture of what is ostensibly her home. She's got plenty of solar panels up there. This lady's clearly into the idea of living off the grid. It was a mental fistfight, says her attorney, Todd Allen, of the review of his client's case. There's an inherent conflict in the code. Part of the conflict, she must hook up to the water system, although officials acknowledge she does not have to use it. Speronis told Off the Grid News.
She just has to be hooked up to it.
Yeah. In February, she hopes
to. And, of course,
she
has to pay for that, right?
Yeah, presumably. She hopes to win her case and set a precedent for others in her situation after court Thursday. Speronis told Off the Grid News she actually won on two of three counts, but she acknowledged her legal battle is far from over. What happens in the courtroom is much less important than touching people's hearts and minds, she said. I think that we're continuing to be successful in doing just that, and I am so pleased that there is hope. Friday morning, as I took my two-hour walk, there was a young man, unknown to me, who drove by me, tooted his horn and said, "Robin, congratulations on your victory yesterday. Keep up the fight, and God bless you." That is beautiful. Erskine, the magistrate, spent several hours reviewing the case and admitted the code might be obsolete, said the Press News newspaper.
It might be obsolete, but we still have to abide by it.
Reasonableness, said Erskine, and code requirements don't always go hand in hand, given societal and technical changes that requires review of code ordinances. Erskine's remarks indicate that he views the code as both obsolete and unreasonable and in need of change. Yet, he felt that he had to enforce it. The city did not overstep its authority and may have violated due process procedures, said Erskine, but he felt that the city had not given Speronis prior notice of violations, or proper notice, rather, and ruled that some of the charges against her were unfounded. I am in compliance, Speronis told the news press. I'm in compliance of living. You may have to hook up, but you don't have to use it. Well, what's the point? And what is the point of that? Is it just some sort of compliance thing? Do they want to be able to tout that 100% of the homes in the area are hooked up to their system? Is it
they
some
just
sort
got
of
rules.
Subsidy? Is it some sort of, like, because the homeowner has to pay for the hookup, does that somehow subsidize their operation to some extent? So I just don't know what the motivation is here besides just straight up, we're going to tell you what to do and how to do it.
Yeah, it seems very odd, but I do know that it costs that you get a you have to pay a monthly payment just for the hookup. So
really,
when
so even if you don't use the city's water, just having it hooked up, they're going to charge you.
When I owned a home that I hadn't lived in for a couple of years because I had renters in it, and I left that home vacant down in Manatee County as I was trying to sell it.
In Florida.
Yep. The county of Manatee decided that I owed them money for the hookup.
Wow.
Water I wasn't using, essentially, just the ability to use water. And
so then it must be some sort of subsidy then.
Yeah.
It makes me think of the state as in this case, what is it, Coral Springs?
Yeah, Cape Coral.
Cape Coral, as an example of the state. And the state being something that cannot survive unless it's growing. And and of course, they absolutely can't tolerate somebody dropping out and going off the grid.
Yeah, and they just can't live with the idea that somebody doesn't need them. Sperona's disconnected all the utilities from her modest home in Cape Coral for an experiment in off-the-grid living some time ago. City officials ignored her activities until she went public and discuss them with Lisa Fernandez, a reporter for a local TV station. Boy, that's always a mistake. I mean, it's a cool idea. Get some coverage, maybe spread the idea of what you're up to, having the media report on it, but it seems like every time somebody's doing something cool and exciting and the media reports on it, the state people come in there and they try to shut it down, whether it be running your own business, say from your home, for instance, like we've talked about young people running businesses been shut down by the state. Or in this case, just getting off the grid. City officials went after her after the TV report. Code enforcement officer designated Speronis' home as uninhabitable. Not because it's some sort of hoarder pit of hell, but because she wouldn't hook up to their water system. Uninhabitable, he says. Gave her an
eviction. It's outrageous, really, the idea that you can't choose to get your water in whatever way you want to get your water, and you've got to take their stuff.
Gave her an eviction notice one day after the piece aired on the local television station. The widow and former real estate agent now has two choices. She can either restore her hookup to the water system by the end of March or appeal Eskin's ruling to the courts. It's not known what action the city will take, but city officials told Fernandez they would be willing to let Sperona stay in her home if conditions are sanitary. At the hearing, Erskine noted, that city officials have not actually been in Speronis' home to make that determination. So, again, this is the city people asserting total control over your property, saying that they will determine whether or not your home is inhabitable or not. In this case, they've determined that it is uninhabitable, even without ever having gone inside. The International Property Maintenance Code, as it is called, is used in communities throughout the United States and Canada, and the code states that properties are unsafe to live in if they don't have electricity and running water. Speronis has electricity and water. She gets running water by collecting rainwater and electricity from her solar panels.
She's just trying to, you know, live sustainably the way she views that, and I think that, you know, a lot of people have a lot of different views on what that means. And to make her, she's basically a conscientious objector to city water.
Yes.
And when you have a government that forces people against their conscience to participate in something, that's you're at tyranny at that point. I mean, I know that it's just water, and I know the bill is probably only $20 a month. But this is not the price we have to pay for society. Don't fool yourself. If the city of Cape Coral is going to crumble and fall if this woman doesn't pay for city water, then it deserves to crumble and fall. It's built on toothpicks anyway, then.
All right, toll-free number if you want to share your thoughts. Maybe you've had a run-in like this or something else with code enforcement, some sort of ridiculous scenario. I know that mine was in relation to smoke alarms, smoke detectors. And they were just as absurd about it. 855, 453. They haven't kicked me out of the home or anything. In fact, I won the case at the Supreme Court level. But more on the way. You can take control here at Free Talk Live.
So, I'm interested in getting some bitcoins.
Well, you could buy bitcoins with cash through a bank deposit, but that's not anonymous. Think about it. Banks won't even let you wear a hat or sunglasses. and they require a signed deposit slip which catches your fingerprints by design, so any curious bureaucrat can monitor what you're doing.
Yikes. So how do you buy Bitcoins while staying off the radar?
You gotta try MoneyPackTrader.com. MoneyPackTrader.com allows you to spend your cash at Walmart or almost any drugstore or convenience store, wearing anything you want without providing any identifying information, and then receive the Bitcoin safely.
That sounds great, but what's the catch?
There's no catch. Buying truly anonymous Bitcoins can be done in a day and at a reasonable price. Visit MoneyPackTrader.com to learn how to purchase as many Bitcoins as you want with real privacy.
I'm going right now to MoneyPackTrader.com.
That's MoneyPackTrader.com.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Of course, you can bring up whatever you'd like. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. That's the Pro XPN toll-free line. Of course, you can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com. And I can tell you, even though I am sick, it was still worth it to go to the Liberty Forum this weekend and hang out with hundreds of liberty-minded people. So thank you to everybody who came out for that wonderful event. Of course, the Free State Project will be throwing the upcoming Porcupine Freedom Festival next. And that's just 4 months away, and it's going to be here before you know it. Porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com, is where you can go to get your early bird tickets there for just $45 for the entire week. Why is that so cheap compared to the hotel event? Well, I have to rent a hotel. It's actually a campground. And the atmosphere is different. Johnny Ray, you've been to Porkfest, correct?
Yeah, three or four times.
Are you going back this year?
Yeah, I think so. It's always, I fly by the seat of my pants my whole life, and that's how it is. It's always a game day decision, but I
really,
go up there.
You last minute everything?
Yeah, one of the top signs of an unsuccessful person I've read.
It's not planning.
Yeah.
That's true.
Well, then what do you pin your lucrative career in janitorial services on?
Good looks. Just look at that picture that you took of me.
There you go, over at facebook.freetalklive.com is where that was posted. So, all right, so our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. And just, I guess, a little bit more on what happened to this poor lady in Cape Coral, Florida, who has been found against by a court that has decided that the city's assessment that her house is uninhabitable is correct, even though the judge said that he thinks this is an outdated ordinance, this ordinance that forces all homes to be hooked up to the city's water supply. He believes that it's an outdated ordinance, could be used or could use some updating. But, you know, the law is the law. So he goes ahead and just fines against her. I don't know how much she is being told that she has to pay. That's not mentioned in the story. But it's pretty sad that this lady just wanted to get off the grid. She just wanted to be more independent. And that's not something that's uncommon in our very own liberty movement. There's a lot of people that are into this independent stuff. Mark, you've got you're not off the grid from power. But,
no, but I'm probably going to get some solar panels and then feed power back into the grid.
You did do the well thing. You're off the water grid.
Yeah, there is no water grid in where I live.
Right. And anything else that you're off the grid for?
I grow my own food.
Okay, there's that. And so, you know, you're one of these people that's kind of into this. And I like the idea of staying hooked up to the grid to sell them the power back. That's kind of a cool idea. If you can do that and you can profit from the grid, why not? But some people just...
Well, it's still around, yeah.
Yeah, but some people just, they're not into this, and they should be free to not be into it. They should be free to have their home set up in the way that they want to. This lady's not a danger to her neighbors. She's not a danger to herself. There's no evidence that she's dirty or filthy, living in filth, or a hoarder, or anything like that. And, of course, you know, that brings the question, I guess, you know, should hoarders be messed with by the city? Because if you ever watched the show Hoarders, guys?
Yeah, I've seen it.
I've not seen it.
It's a great show, Johnny Ray. It's crazy. I mean, just looking into the world of these people who have this disease, this mental illness of hoarding, where they keep everything. I mean, everything. Old mail, old boxes, dirty things, rat feces, gross, rotting pumpkins, dead cats. I mean, there's just so much. One lady, I watched an episode recently from season 2. One lady had diapers, dirty diapers, that were hers. She was wearing adult diapers because she had hoarded stuff so much all around her home that she didn't have room to actually go to the bathroom. Plus, her water ended up getting shut off.
What a mess.
So she ended up sleeping on a one of those like medical wheelchair things, like where there's a hole in the bottom you can poop in.
Mm.
One of those things. I don't know if you've seen that before. So that was where she was sleeping, and she would tie herself to this so she did not fall off of the chair at nighttime. This was where she was living. There was nowhere else for her to sit down. There was nowhere for her, certainly nowhere for her to lay down. So this was the one place in her home that she could sit. And she was just piling up diaper after diaper after diaper and just living in filth, living in just disgusting, feculent filth. So in a lot of these hoarders episodes, they'll give you background on what's happening, and they'll point out that, you know, the government's coming in here. And they've demanded that she must clean this up or else, you know, this.
How do they find out?
Good question. In some cases, there's actually, like, in one case, there was, like, a dude who was on welfare. So it was government-run home. But, yeah, that's a good question, Mark. I would guess it has to do with probably, in a lot of cases, a hoarder will have the trash spill outside of their home. So if you are a hoarder and you never let anyone in your home, you don't have any trash outside of your home, then I question whether or not the government would ever find out about it. But in a lot of cases, you've got just detritus and junk all outside the house as well, which is likely going to result in neighbors complaining to code enforcement.
A few times that I've seen it, the Hoarders show, the houses looked fine.
From the outside, you mean?
Yeah, from the outside. From the inside, it's like, oh, this needs, you got a problem here.
I don't know. Maybe a family member reported the person in those cases.
Or maybe there is a feculent odor in the air that the neighbors
certainly
can smell.
Could be. Yep.
Rats.
Oh, God. Yeah, there's that, too. So I guess the question is this an area for code enforcement? Is this why we need code enforcement, is to protect our neighbors from themselves?
Well, I'm reasonably certain that code enforcement is a relatively new area of the police, of the sort of the policing apparatus. Right? Like, first we had sheriffs, basically a tax collection position, and the keeper of the jail. Then we moved to a police force in the 1850s. I don't know exactly when it stepped up to having code enforcement, mm-hmm. but I'm reasonably certain that the police probably weren't enforcing code rules, back in 1910. Okay. So I'm guessing you're talking the last few decades.
Yeah, but Mark, the argument that it didn't used to exist isn't an argument against it today.
Well, necessarily.
Is this helping people?
But we know what the world looks like without it. Like, we can look back relatively easily and see, well, has this been useful? Because I can tell you, code enforcement can often be quite a pain too. So basically,
oh, it's a total pain. I mean, most of what the code enforcers come after is a bunch of petty crap. But this is probably one of their better arguments. Now, I'm not saying I'm for this. I'm for people being able to make their own choices with their homes, even bad choices. But, of course, if they begin affecting the neighbors, certainly if you have a neighborhood that has deed restrictions and they've deed restricted that you not have junk outside of your house, then that neighborhood would be well within its rights to enforce some sort of local neighborhood rules on that person. So I don't have a problem with the idea of having rules between homeowners. But in this case, let's just take the example of the hoarder who's all in internal, somebody who manages to keep their hoarding within the confines of their home and is not slipping outside of it. But inside, there's rat feces, human feces, dead cats, like a living biohazard. The argument is that this person cannot take care of themselves, and therefore the government needs to step in.
Well, I mean, I would say that it would be unacceptable for my neighbor to live in that way. But the question is, do we need a monopoly organization to take care of that, or can there be smaller competitive organizations?
The argument would be so what would a competitive organization do? The theory would be that code enforcement can force someone to address this situation. A private business certainly wouldn't be able to do that. We'll come back with more. I'd love to have you share your thoughts. 855-453. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know that organic sulfur can cleanse and defend your body against the poisons we're exposed to each day? Organic sulfur crystals from sulfurdefense.com help by forcing oxygen and nutrition into your cells while eliminating heavy metals, contaminants, and damaging radiation. Defend yourself and family from toxic assault with one of the most critical and essential minerals available today. Order online at sulfurdefense.com. That's sulfurdefense.com. Or call 800-593-6273.
Are you concerned about that wireless device being too close to your body? We spoke to Keith, the owner of Block It Pocket.
Studies have shown that long-term exposure to cell phone emissions can, in fact, cause a myriad of health problems.
And Keith, what answer does Block It Pocket offer for cell phone users?
Well, we use a silver-infused lining that not only blocks RF emissions, but also is a sanitizing agent.
Order your Block It Pocket today and get free shipping to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or visit blockitpocket.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control. You're toll-free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com. And with you tonight is Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
The features on the site do include all kinds of listening options, live listening options. We've got broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of the show. You can get tuned into those 24/7. Latest episode of Free Talk Live is always airing on our streams at listen.freetalklive.com. In addition to those, we've also got different options like satellite delivery, from free-to-air satellite, meaning that you can buy some cheap satellite equipment, get that hooked up, and you'll never have to pay for any kind of monthly charge. No monthly service fee. That's why it's called free-to-air. You can go and get more information at listen.freetalklive.com. We've got over 140 great radio stations from coast to coast that air the show at various times throughout the week. You can get a list of those at listen.freetalklive.com, as well as a link to our webcam and information about our listen lines, which are phone lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance and get tuned in that way. So again, listen.freetalklive.com.
$6shirts.com. I guess I don't have to tell you that you can go over there and get T-shirts for $6. They have a new T-shirt featured every day, and obviously their T-shirts, witty and pithy, worth going to take a look at. Today is, in fact, a black T-shirt that says, "I'm on a mission from God." And who can dispute it once you have the T-shirt?
I wouldn't dispute you if you were wearing it.
Right. I mean, you've got the T-shirt that says you're on a mission from God. There you go. You can match it up with another new one this week as a hookah-smoking caterpillar. So there you go.
Excellent.
Can't deny it. It's $6shirts.com. Not only do they have great shirts, but they accept Bitcoin. And it's not just they don't just accept Bitcoin the way many businesses do. They take Bitcoin in, turn it immediately into U.S. dollars, and basically just use it as a money transfer system. But they want to be part of the Bitcoin economy. They paid their ads in Bitcoin and will continue to do so. And they are, you know, they're keeping the Bitcoins. They're using them as Bitcoins as a currency. So I think that this is even a larger step from a company than what Overstock or Tiger Direct did. Now, $6shirts.com is one of the top T-shirt companies on the web. So this isn't small potatoes either. Just go take a look. You'll see. It's a nice website. $6shirts.com. Go give them a thank you. And, you know, if you order 10, you can get $5 shirts, because there's actually a discount if you order over there at $6shirts.com, you order 10. And FTL listeners can get the Bitcoin Trucker hat by just adding it to their cart, and then when you go to checkout, you enter discount code FTL, and the hat will be free. So you can get a free hat in the process. It's coupon code FTL at $6shirts.com.
All right, so and the question's still open if you'd like to comment about hoarders, because we started talking about code enforcement in regards to a woman who wants to live off the grid. Judge in Cape Coral, Florida, has ruled she can't, that she has to hook up to the government's water system or else. And it brought around a conversation about hoarding, this mental disease where people just keep every single piece of junk that they ever acquire and pile it up all around their home, and to the point where a lot of them are living in very, very unsanitary conditions. You know, there's different levels of hoarding. Some people manage to seem to keep the biohazard side of hoarding under control while still hoarding just a bunch of junk.
Yeah, sometimes they just fill up their garage, right? Like, you just can't use the garage.
You know, everybody's got, I think, to some extent, a lot of people have a problem with collecting stuff. But hoarding, I think, wouldn't just be a cluttered garage. I think hoarding is really when it starts to spill into the home and makes the home unlivable. You don't have a place where you can put things down. You're storing things in your stove. You can't sit down to eat anywhere.
Wait a minute. We stored our a cereal in my stove the whole time I was growing up. Yeah.
You have a disease, Mark.
Apparently,
were there piles of junk around the home?
No. Just where we kept the cereal.
It's very strange.
Why is it strange?
I don't know.
Was there any feculence? I must know.
No feculence that I know of. As a matter of fact, keeping it on the stove diminishes that. But I can tell you that if you try to preheat the stove, Mom did this.
That's
one
a problem.
Time. Yeah, preheated the stove one time. Fire. By pulling out the cereal boxes.
So my question was, I mean, generally on Free Talk Live, the position of the host is that government shouldn't be involved in people's lives, and that people should be left alone to be free to make bad choices, and that there could be market mechanisms to help keep people neighborly with one another, like deed restrictions, for instance. A lot of people are concerned, well, if we get rid of the government, then my neighbors are just going to go crazy and do anything they want. Well, in that case, you should be living in a deed-restricted neighborhood where...
Well, that's kind of what I'm thinking is I'm pretty sure, Ian, that like the neighborhood that you imagine outside of these whatever deed-restricted communities in this free world you're talking about are probably not going to be great neighborhoods to live in. That's what I believe.
The neighborhoods outside of deed restrictions.
Yes.
Okay.
I think you pretty much have to have some kind of rules on how people are going to live. And even if you just walk around door to door and on your street or the streets surrounding and get everybody to sign a contract that says, oh, yeah, I'll live that way. I don't want my neighbors living in whatever fashion. Then I just don't think so, Ian. I don't think you're going to have this world where people live in close proximity to each other without some kind of rules on how they're going to do that.
Okay. Well, maybe you're right about that. I know I'm not very interested in deed restrictions personally. I would rather take my chances in a neighborhood where there are no restrictions rather than one. And maybe you're right. Maybe it wouldn't
not
work out.
Not that you ever have.
Maybe it wouldn't work out. But, you know, Mark, you can live in a place where there's hardly any kind of code enforcement. You live in a small town in New Hampshire. I don't know what level of code enforcement there is there, but I imagine it's nil to none.
Yeah, I can't really think of any codes that they have there. They have building codes, but not codes as far as, you know, conduct in your property or anything.
If somebody in your town wanted to live in their filth, no one would ever know because a lot of the houses are not close together.
They're not even visible from the road in a lot of cases.
So it would require someone to, you know, some family member to come in and assess a situation like that. The one I was telling you about, this show Hoarders, woman living in total filth, piling up human diapers, big adult diapers, used dirty adult diapers in her home because she didn't have water, she didn't have running water, she couldn't use her toilet, stuff was stacked on it. This lady, apparently it came to people's, the last straw was when she essentially fell into a pile of the filth, and she's not very strong. You know, she hasn't been getting much exercise, basically.
She's been sitting in a chair because she can't go anywhere.
Medical chair around this home. So she's very, very weak, and she was falling into this pile, managed to somehow set off some sort of medical alert, and that's how people found out. She would have died
in
her own filth.
Yeah, nice.
And the libertarian position on this sounds very, very inhumane. Like, oh, well,
that's Darwinism. Okay, well, that's just what happens. You shouldn't. Do you see what I'm saying? The libertarian,
that's not the libertarian position.
It's what it sounds like leaving people alone to have their own homes the way they want to.
Oh, you're telling me that the status position of throwing them in jail if they don't comply is somehow more humane? I mean, what kind of nonsense is that?
Odds are good they'd just be evicted.
And so now they're out on their own.
Now they'll be forced into some sort of welfare housing.
Freeze on the street.
Yeah. I'm not saying the status solution is good, but to people looking at the situation, it feels like the best option. And I don't have a good answer for this one. Do you?
Well, I already told you is that I believe that you'll have a lot of deed-restricted communities.
Right.
However, if you're talking about this little oasis of total freedom where mm-hmm. somehow people live next to each other and don't start some kind of shooting war over the nonsense that neighbors tend to do to each other when completely unchecked, then I would say that the market really has solved this problem with her little medical alert necklace where she was able to push the button.
Mm.
Yes, she was saved from, by technology. Because she would have died if it hadn't been for that technology, right?
Sure. So she gets saved, she goes to the hospital, and then comes back to her home.
This is her family's issue. Yep. This is a problem that her family needs to address. That Hoarders, the TV show, needs to address. That her neighbors, if her neighbors have to deal with the problems of her hoarding, they need to address. This isn't a problem for, us as a, one large group to homogeneously decide how people are going to live.
No, I tend to agree with you on that. I just don't know if the theory that there would be, deed restrictions all over the place and that would be what would stop this, I don't even think deed restrictions would stop hoarding in a lot of cases because I don't know how many deed restrictions cover the inside of someone's home. I imagine in some places they do, but others they may not. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So what do you do about hoarders in the absence of government force? This is Free Talk Live. You can take control.
Did you know that a Nobel Prize was awarded for a medical discovery that improves your sexual performance? It's true. Nitric oxide was discovered to improve your sexual performance. It also miraculously improves your heart health, blood pressure, energy levels, your immune system, diabetes, arthritis pain, even your memory and mood. That's why millions of men and women have begun taking nitric oxide boosters as daily supplements. And right now, we're releasing free bottles of peak nitric oxide so you can discover the benefits for yourself. Be one of the first 100 callers at 1-800-941-9499. After extensive research and clinical tests, nitric oxide has been described as the miracle molecule of the 21st century. Taken once a day, you'll not only begin feeling years younger, but we'll also send you free test strips to prove it works. Discover how to get your free bottle of peak nitric oxide and free test strips at 1-800-941-9498. Be one of the first 100 callers. 1-800-941-9498.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the No-No Hair Removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for No-No Hair Removal.
Thanks. Hey gals, I love talking about my No-No. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-No has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy biofilms. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338. And talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you'd like here toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's the Pro XPN toll free line, and you can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com. And enjoy all the features that we share with you. If you like Free Talk Live, you want to help support what we're doing, you can become Free Talk Live Amplifier for $5 a month over at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. The AMP program makes a big difference for us. It helps us get Free Talk Live on more radio stations. It also helps us bring new listeners on via the internet. We've re-initiated our Google AdWords campaign. And last I looked, we were getting like a 2% click-through ratio, which I think is pretty good for a click-through ratio. I think generally if you can get 1%, that's considered good. But so we're doing all right there. And
yeah, I wouldn't know what the good ratio is.
The Free Talk Live, well, I mean, think of all the people that are looking at an advertisement that Google is displaying. If you can get 1% or 2% of them to actually click on it, I think that's pretty decent. Maybe I'm completely wrong about that.
I'd have to say that when I'm looking at my favorite websites, my desire to click through on ads is usually less than
nil.
2 or 1%.
So, again, you can become an amplifier. It helps us get on more stations, helping us bring the ideas of freedom to more people. We got over 140 stations today. We can have hundreds more, and you can help us make that happen. We've actually got matching dollars available right now up to a certain level, up to about $4,050. When we hit that point, our matching dollars will be maxed out. So we're not quite there yet. We got a couple hundred bucks that we can raise, and you can help us with that. Get your $5 a month turned into $10 by going to amp.freetalklive.com, getting started.
A lot of people think that if you if you give to some organization or some project that your donation's just a drop in the bucket and that it doesn't matter. But since Free Talk Live has embarked on this Google AdWords campaign, you can't claim that. The fact is that every $5 that every amplifier, $5 amplifier we get $10.
That's right.
$10 for Google AdWords, and that and how many clicks is that?
I'm currently paying 50 cents a click. So
20 clicks. So 20 clicks of people that potentially are going to listen to the show and have their lives changed by Free Talk Live. There's no doubt that we've got many calls throughout the years of people saying that, and there's probably about 100 times that of people who never did call.
Yeah, so I guess the question is it worth it to you to spend a few cents per person finding this show? And if you want to help us with that, go to amp.freetalklive.com. We'll take your $5 via credit card, through PayPal, any major credit card through PayPal, also Visa and MasterCard right there on our website. Plus, those matching funds also are applying to our one-time contributions. So maybe you're not ready to do a monthly thing. You want to just shoot us some cash one shot. You can do that, too, over at amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones and to Skype, where Benjamin is on the line. Benjamin, we had the pleasure of having your parents actually here in the studio a couple nights ago as they were wrapping up their Liberty Forum tour. Seemed like they had a good time out here.
Yeah, as far as I've been told by them.
they seem to really enjoy it, and they're currently traveling around New Hampshire to get a feel for the whole state.
Very exciting. So what were you calling about tonight?
Well, first off, Liberty Forum, you guys had a couple of tremendous episodes. I mean, great show all the time, but particularly your Friday and Saturday episode, I really encourage people to go listen. You guys had several important people on talking about important things, and people should really go check out the podcast if they haven't already.
Cool. Thanks for the recommendation. What else did you want to share tonight?
Well, if they don't have time to listen to a whole episode of Free Talk Live, I've been doing a project since the beginning of the year that I'm calling the Free Talk Live Weekly Digest, where I have been listening to every hour of the show, and I've been chopping it up a little bit and turning it into like about an hour, hour and a quarter long episode that they can go and listen to, just get a feel for what they might have missed throughout the week. You know, I try to pick some of the more interesting tidbits throughout the week, and it's a way for them to go and check that out. And I know that you've created a link. So if people go to weekly.freetalklive.com, they can go check that out.
It's true. Weekly.freetalklive.com is where you can go to grab the latest weekly episode of Free Talk Live that Benjamin has been putting together here. And Benjamin, I don't know if you're on your regular internet connection tonight, but
it stinks.
Your connection isn't as hot as it normally is. It could be outside, so I don't know.
No, it's probably my site. I'm using Skype through my phone because the last thing I wanted to mention was I have, you mentioned being ill. I've been so ill, that I've been in bed for the last 25 plus hours.
Yikes.
Just unable to leave it. So I couldn't get to my computer to call in through Skype like normal.
Jeez. I appreciate your dedication.
That is dedication.
Well, I was going to ask you guys, because I've been laying here thinking, have you ever lived completely alone, no roommates, no family, and been severely ill? I've been thinking about how lucky I am that I live with my brother. My parents are obviously in New Hampshire, but my brother also lives with us, and he's been able to help me out a little bit. Hmm. But all I could think about was, how screwed would I be if there was no one here, if I completely lived on my own?
Yeah, it's important for us to have people in our lives, for sure. It's got to be tough.
Well, this is, one of the reasons, it's situations just like that, Benjamin, that make me think that humans shouldn't live alone. I know that television tells us that if we're single, that we should be away from the parents' house and, living on our own and, not have roommates because that's preferable or whatever, but... Man, I've had roommates save my butt in certain circumstances, and I, I prefer to live that way.
Yeah, I've pretty much had roommates most of my life. There have been very short stints where I've lived alone, but never anything severe. I've never come down with anything severe in those time frames.
I think I'm the same as you guys about as far as living with people. I can't think of a time where I didn't, but I can think of some times where I was really under the weather, particularly back muscle problems. Like if you pull a muscle in your lower back, I've had days where
you
I just
move.
I spent the whole day, with my legs up elevated and me on my back, and to stand up was about a minute and a half or longer.
Wow.
Production.
Yeah, that's happened to me.
Rolling onto your stomach, and it's all very complex, but it's tough.
Benjamin, anything else you want to share?
Sorry for the horrible connection, but just thought I'd throw that off.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number here. MT Gox, a lot of people, we've had a request, I think, on Twitter or Facebook, rather, somebody asking, well, are you guys going to talk about Bitcoin? And, Mark, you did want to talk about Bitcoin.
Yeah, I think Johnny Ray actually has the story, but I think this is something we absolutely have to talk about. Because a lot of people are saying that with Mt. Gox going, that Bitcoin's dead.
And ridiculous.
It's really kind of silly. It's the equivalent of a bank being robbed and people saying that nobody's going to use
the
dollar any longer. I mean, it's really a silly thing to say. I mean, you can say all the things you want to say about Bitcoin, but, to somehow tie them into whatever's going on with Mt. Gox, I don't know whether I did. I would love to know whether I advised people to get out of Mt. Gox a year ago, but I got out of Mt. Gox a long time ago and advised at least my friends to stay out of it. I don't know if I did it on the air. I sincerely hope I did, but maybe
I'm pretty sure you weren't praising them recently on the air. That much is for sure.
Well, I think I told people on the air to get out of Mt. Gox. Period.
We certainly talked about the idea that you should not keep your money, your bitcoins, in a wallet that you don't control. I mean, remember, Mark, we got burned on, I don't remember what it was called.
MyBitcoinWallet.com.
Yeah, my Bitcoin wallet. This was a couple years ago. We had like, I'd lost like 45 bitcoins in them just losing everybody's, that they got hacked or something like that.
2011, right?
I don't recall. 2012, 2011, somewhere back then. But it wasn't worth a whole lot of money back then, but it would have been today, that's for sure. And it still hurt back then to lose that money and to feel burned like, wow, you know, I trusted these people with my bitcoins and they screwed us. So we learned that lesson the hard way and we talked about it on the air. We've never advocated leaving money in any wallet you can't control. Even with blockchain, we've recommended people keep a very, very limited amount of Bitcoin.
You kind of control that wallet, though. I mean, you have
do. It's different because they don't have your keys. Your keys are encrypted in your browser, or they're decrypted.
A lot of people
keep
a lot of money on blockchain, and I'm not 100% sure you shouldn't. I mean, it's a good wallet.
Well, I'm not going to advocate for that. I've never advocated for that.
I'm not ready to do that either.
I've always advocated that people have a Bitcoin client somewhere that they control fully. Their Bitcoin.
Well, what fire doesn't destroy, the moth and rust certainly can. So having your Bitcoins offline may not be the best choice either. Blockchain may very well be the safest place. I don't know that, and I'm not going to say that. But you need to make that decision for yourself. It's a darn secure wallet. Is you know the position I would take on it. I keep spending money in it, but that's what I choose to do. However, I'd like to point out that both Eric Voorhees and Roger Ver, both huge Bitcoin proponents who have both been on the air here on Free Talk Live talking about Bitcoins, both of them lost money in the Mt. Gox debacle.
A lot of money.
Yeah. I mean, Eric Voorhees said that it was about a quarter mil that he lost. I mean,
but that was
I've never lost a quarter million on anything.
You couldn't get the money out, right? Like, you couldn't, if you had
yes,
money
you could.
In Gox, you
could have got that
it.
Money. He could have got that money out until very recently.
Really? I thought the withdrawals were frozen.
In U.S. dollars. But he could have gotten out in
Bitcoins. He could have just taken
Bitcoins.
Those out. All right, more coming up here. 855, 450 free. Live and learn. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live, Hour 2.
Now, here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind. So I go through periods when I'm unable to sleep at night. And I feel like I'm constantly running, but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24-hour disorder. Learn more about Non-24 by calling 855-856-2424 or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Chuck Woolery. After putting a few thousand couples together on Love Connection, you know that nothing kills romance faster than bad breath. Smart Mouth gets at the cause of bad breath without the burn, and you get clean breath for about 12 hours. Other mouthwashes only prevent bad breath for about an hour. Gum and mints, well, they just cover it up. Use Smart Mouth in the morning for great breath all day. Rinse in the evening for clean, kissable breath all night. You can even wake up without morning breath. Smart Mouth, for 12 hours of real clean breath, look for the green box at your favorite store.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. 8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.